to wellness. NutriCircle is the go-to place for your favorite brands for less. Last month, NutriCircle customers bought 16 bags of Wild West original steak strips for under £1 per pack, Mighty Core chocolate plant protein powder for less than a fiver, and 18 salted caramel grenade bars for £10.99. That's 62 pence each, but you missed out. NutriCircle takes surplus stock and transforms it into super deals. Don't miss out this month. Head to NutriCircle.co.uk.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
4 till 7 thing. Back at 4 till 7 with a thing.
Get the latest travel info
at RadioX.co.uk.
Have you ever wondered what becoming a lotto millionaire sounds like?
You want to sit down? I can confirm that you have won £1 million indeed.
That's Terry finding out he'd won £1 million.
Yes, oh my God.
Lotto from the National Lottery. Will you be the next millionaire? Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Skoda. Jump into their electric range.
The Chris Moyle Show.
If I said to you, Peg, you'd probably say, you're all right, no thanks. If I said Simon Pegg, you'd know what I was talking about. And he's on our show, talking about the brand new Mission Impossible movie. Mr. Simon Pegg on our show after Razor Light.
I've got to know, does he take you places that I don't? And what happened to the story that we wrote? You just say you don't know, you don't know. Oh no, you don't know, you don't know. Woo! Kidnap the truth and negotiate, or miss the point, aim at you. Just wanna hear you say something that you believe to be true, but you say you don't know. You don't know. You just say you don't know. You don't know what it feels like. Yes, I'll go. Yes, I'll go. Yes, I'll go. Oh, baby, I'll go.
Morning, it's the Chris Moyle Show on Radio X, and it's that iconic piece of music, the Mission Impossible theme tune, because look who's here, it's Mr. Simon Pegg.
Hey.
Come on, hey!
The
was a muted cheer. I get excited by the Mission Impossible music.
So do I.
It's great.
I have a Pavlovian kind of response to it, obviously, you know.
And it's one of those, it's one of those themes that everybody knows.
Yeah.
And also, you can play with it. So you could just have a drone and just have a do-do-do.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, oh!
That's what, like, our composers always do that. You know, they kind of, like, try and do as many variations on it as they can. But it's, yeah, it's Leila Schifrin. It's such a classic piece of music.
Amazing. So, the film is Mission Impossible. The Final Reckoning, it's coming out on the 21st of May. So, not long to go now. And, can you remember much about it now? Because obviously we were just chatting before we switched the mics on. This is 5 years in the making.
Yeah, I mean, Dead Reckoning and The Final Reckoning.
Yeah.
We started shooting in 2020, September of 2020. And I've literally just finished my kind of ADR, which is when you go in and you do a little few sound fixes.
Wow.
It's been a long one. It's been a really long one.
On the sound fixes, were they? Was it just lines, or did you have to go? Ooh!
Sometimes you have to make grunts or breathings. Breathing is the hardest because you get sort of faint when you do it.
Yeah.
But mainly, it's just if they're watching the film back and there's like a little noise over a line and they want to get it clean, you go in and you dub it so that it, you know, you never notice it when you watch the movie.
Wow!
Unless sometimes you do. If you ever cut to a car in a movie and the characters go, "Why are we here?" and the other one says, "Well, because we got to do this, this, and this." That's because someone thought, "Oh, we need to explain this moment."
Yes.
So they'll do that, you know.
I always like that in the first episode of something or of a series when they go, "Hey, it's my brother Simon Pegg that moved away 10 years ago and now I only see 3 or 4 times a year."
Exposition is the hardest thing to write. It's very, McHugh's really good at it. Because Benji often is the guy that's telling the audience what's happening.
Yes.
So it's, you got to bury it and make it not sound like exposition.
Yeah.
It can sound so clunky sometimes.
But then there are films that I really, really enjoy, and I'll get halfway through them and I'll realize I don't fully know what's going on, but I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah.
And often with the mission movies, is that what I call them? The mission movies?
Mission
movies,
that's what we call them.
There's a lot going on.
Yes.
You know, sometimes there's just one thing and that's what we're focusing on. And then other times there's like, okay, I've got to keep my wits about me now. So, because I was thinking when I was prepping for this interview with you, so this is part two of a two-part mission.
Story, yeah.
Yeah, story. And it's hard to talk about the new one without referencing things that happened in the last one.
Yeah.
For those people who haven't seen it, which they should, because it's an amazing, amazing film. I love the mission films. So my notes were, how do we plug this with no spoilers? Because because I was going to go, okay, so where does the film start? Where do we start from? And I'm like, well, we can't really talk about that without giving anything away from Dead Reckoning.
Yeah, I think it's okay because, you know, if you haven't seen it, I think you'll be able to keep up. But also, you know, we're basically up against the most formidable enemy we've ever come up against in the IMF, which is an AI called the Entity, which can essentially do impossible calculations in terms of, you know, predicting what's going to happen.
Mm.
And in the last movie, it was all about obtaining this key, this cruciform key, which we don't know what opens, actually, in Dead Reckoning, but it has great significance in terms of how we combat the Entity in The Final Reckoning.
Now, I start watching the film, obviously, I'm just a punter, I just get to enjoy it, okay? You obviously get asked, do you want to be in the next one? And you go, go on, I'll think about it, yes, please. And then I don't know how it works, or how much you know about it, or they send you the script or whatever. But you're right, in Dead Reckoning, so this AI thing, it's so clever, it can predict what's going to happen, it can manipulate what's going to happen, it can also take your voice and copy your voice, so it sounds like you're saying something to Ethan Hunt, but it's not you, it's this AI thing, it's this bad thing. And there was a moment in the last film where I just thought, well, they're screwed because they can't beat it. How are they, they're screwed.
Well, we kind of can't, and the problem that it presents is that we can't really use anything that is online. You know, all our technology is usually, you know, plugged into the internet, and particularly for Benji, who's a hacker. But we have to kind of reposition ourselves into a kind of analog defense, which is interesting. We have to use kind of older technology, radio, this kind of stuff. And it is definitely the most dangerous and difficult villain that we've ever come up against.
Well, it's like your arch enemy in this one is something that you can't see, can't hear, can't touch, can't smell,
can't stab,
and can't kill. Yeah. So it's kind of like, okay, so how are you going to beat that? Well, that's why I'm like, well, you're screwed. I reckon.
Well, maybe we are.
I think you're all dead.
Go see the movie.
It's like the end of Blake 7. No one survives.
Isn't that fantastic, though, when that happens? It's kind of, or like the Dirty Dozen or whatever.
No, I get sad.
It's really, really, it's so affecting when you the whole lot go down.
Oh, I don't like it. Do you ever watch Blake 7 back in the day?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I still remember as a kid watching that and being like, oh no, they just shot one of them.
Yeah.
No, they can't. They just shot them. Oh no, they're all gonna die. Yeah. Because you get so used to that not happening now.
Yeah.
Like even if there's a scene where somebody gets shot, this might be episode 3 or 4 or something of a series, or, you know, 3/4 of the way through a movie, Benji gets shot. And I'm like, well, he's not dead though, is he? He can't be dead, is he? Because he's got to be in the next one. And they've got to save the day. And so it freaks me out. Yeah. But you're right. It's a good way to keep the audience on the edge of the seat.
But how amazing is it that we still remember that? You know, that episode of Blake 7, which was a kind of, you know, fairly low-budget BBC science fiction show.
Hey, how rude. It was ahead of its time.
It was ahead of its time.
It had cardboard walls in that spaceship.
Absolutely.
That wobbled. So when you're filming, now, when you're making your stuff, like the Shaun of the Dead stuff and all the Cornetto stuff, they're your movies. Mm-hmm. So you're really, really heavily involved in everything, including the edit, mm-hmm. I would imagine. Mm-hmm. So by the time it's finished, you've seen every scene God knows how many times.
Yes, of course.
And put it all together. With something like this, I would imagine you're slightly more removed. And you don't get to see much of it, apart from, I guess, when you're filming and stuff. And then you get to see the final thing like we do.
Yeah, and I kind of like it that way because I love working with Chris McQuarrie. He's such an amazing writer and director. And, you know, it's exciting to take a step back and not be, you know, exposed to cut after cut and the minutiae of editing, because what you then see when you first sit down to watch it, and we'll see it at like a cast and crew screening, you know, before we go out on the press tour, you get to see the finished thing. And that's exciting because there are bits in it that, you know, I wasn't part of. There are obviously moments that I haven't seen yet. And I'm excited to see this. We've got such an incredible cast, you know.
Oh,
loads
my
of people,
God.
Like Nick Offerman and Tramell Tillman from Severance is in it.
That's, well, I saw that on the teaser trailer when it dropped. And I'm like, that's
Mr. Milchick.
Exactly. Yeah. And then Hannah Waddingham is in it.
Fantastic.
Now, does she do more than what she does in the trailer? Because in the trailer, she lifts her head up in a nod.
Doesn't she do that well?
She does it very well.
Hannah Waddingham. Me and Hannah did a movie together years ago in 2008 called How to Lose Friends and Alienate People.
That's right.
She just played the wife of the editor of this magazine I worked at, and I had to spit on her back a bit of burger. and it was just like, and I remember she came in and she was very striking, Hannah, and really a super friendly, lovely person. And I remember thinking, oh, she's nice. And then I saw her in the Monty Python musical, playing the Lady of the Lake, and she was utterly spectacular. And I was like, oh my God, they got her in just for me to spit on her back? What the hell? So it's lovely that she's in Mission.
Do you watch much stuff yourself? Do you watch much TV?
Oh, loads. Me and my daughter watch a lot of films together. Like she's a real film fan, thanks to me, probably.
What does she love?
She's got a very eclectic.
What daddy stares her towards?
Well, I say, look, you know, let's watch. She's got her own letterboxed watch list, which has stuff on I haven't heard of. But I've introduced her to all of the classic cinema I think any cinephile should know, you know. And she'll, like the other night, she said, can we watch Jaws again? And I love that, you know, because that's such a brilliant movie.
Oh.
And her favorite film, like for the longest time, her favorite film was Primal Fear. with Edward Norton.
Oh my
and
God.
Richard Gere.
Yes.
And she loves Edward Norton. Yeah. Like, he is her favourite actor. And they met at the BAFTAs this year, which was such a moment. Which
oh
is
my
now,
God.
The picture that we took is now her phone screen of her with Edward Norton.
We were talking about this the other day with Ed Byrne, the comedian
yeah.
Ed Byrne,
yeah.
the other
cool
week.
Dads.
And we were talking about how do your kids think that you're cool? And it's like, if they meet somebody or if I'm working with someone they like, all of a sudden,
yeah.
like, oh, you're working with them. They know who you are.
It's cool points.
So did Edward Norton come up to you and go, Simon, how are you?
No, I went up to Edward and I said, hey, man. And he was very nice and like, thankfully recognized me because you never assume that someone's going to know who you are.
Have you met before?
No, we hadn't.
Oh, really? Okay.
No. But then we were stood in line together at the BAFTAs to go and do the photo call, and I introduced him to Tilly, and it was such a great moment.
I bet.
And he was so sweet with her as well. Like, most people are absolutely, you know, all the people, because that night we were having dinner afterwards, and I said, come on, let's go do a lap. Let's go find people and talk to them. And like Demi Moore said, this is such a name drop.
Oh,
but this is, before you get into this, but this is brilliant because I've known you on and off for quite a few years
yeah,
now.
Yeah, a long time.
And I think, I've always said, I think you're an amazing talent. I think you're such a great talent. And I love the fact that you do, like, from space, you do the Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz and Paul, which is still one of my favourite films. And then, but then you do the Mission thing. You do the big Hollywood blockbuster stuff with Tom Cruise. It's amazing. I love it. But you're a fairly shy guy, right? You know, you're not a big screamy, look at me kind of a person. But having your daughter with you means that you can walk with the room.
Absolutely.
Because it's not you. It's all about
her. Yeah, exactly. I could introduce her to people that she's...
That even you want to meet.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'd never met Demi Moore.
Right.
And we had a chat and said hello. I congratulated her on The Substance, which is one of my favourite movies of last year.
Wonderful.
And she said... She looked at Tilly and went, oh, you're so beautiful. And I was like,
I bet Tilly loved that.
She was delighted. It was great.
Love this. It's just, what a life. What a great life. It's brilliant
it's
how
a nice
it's worked out.
Perk of the job, yeah. It's like, you know, you can only hope to get to do your hobby for a living and you know, everything else is gravy.
Okay, so what have we covered? We've covered the new film is out, Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, out on the 21st of May. You need to see it in the cinema. It's a classic blockbuster action film. I have a note here that says, is it really the end?
Well, to paraphrase Morpheus from The Matrix, no one can be told what The Final Reckoning is.
Lovely.
You have to see it for yourself.
Oh.
I thought of that on the way in the car. I know I'm going to get asked that question.
Let me see if I can get the answer another way. Have you booked any holidays for next year? Have you said to the missus, hold off on that second car? Or have you gone, go ahead, you can get it?
I haven't booked any holidays for next year.
But
a lot for this year.
But Mission could have spin-offs. It could have, you know, there's so many other ways it could go.
No, I can't imagine Mission without Tom, you know, because...
Well, don't let your agent know that.
I get asked sometimes, oh, what about like a Benji spin-off?
Yes!
And I'm like, well... It would just be like typing.
No, because he's really. This is another one of my notes. But the character of Benji's really transformed. He's come a long way. So
yeah.
Tiff and I watched. It might have been Dead Reckoning, and then we watched it. Oh no, I think one of the Mission movies was on telly one night.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it was the second one. So we said, why don't we go back and watch them? So the next night we watched Mission Impossible,
first
one. Then the second night, i.e. the third night, we ended up watching Mission Impossible 3, which is your first one.
That was my first one,
which really shocked me.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, you came much later than that.
No.
Because you've only been in it 5-6 years, something like that, is what I was thinking.
Tried 20.
I can't believe that.
Yeah. It's 20 years this year that I did Mission Impossible 3.
But,
I mean, I would recommend people to watch all of them before Final Reckoning, because there's lots in Final Reckoning that kind of
ties in.
Yeah. Well, the trailer, when we watched the trailer, I'm like, is this the official trailer? Because it looks like there's clips of the old films in there.
Because it's kind of about Ethan's life.
Yes.
It's his whole life. has come to this moment, you know. And because I said, don't put any clips of me in Mission Impossible 3 in there, will you? Because I look like a potato.
Well, you have changed, it's fair to say. But the character's really changed.
Yeah,
you know?
He's kind of evolved.
You know, and let's be honest, we're a breath away from him becoming a proper badass.
I would do any stunt that they asked me to do, but I couldn't. I just couldn't go to the lengths Tom goes to because
no one can.
He risks his life. Yeah. I mean, genuinely risks his life because he really, really cares about, you know, the audience's experience, because he's a massive movie fan. Yeah. And he knows that if it's him doing it and really doing that stuff, not just sort of, you know, having it done in a sort of digital environment,
yeah,
then there's an extra level of like of engagement from the audience, because they're thinking, oh my god, he's doing that. And he does. And I mean, that stunt off the bike, let alone what he does in Final Reckoning, which is just bananas.
But that's a show in itself. I think I watched a 20-minute documentary about him him on that bike going off the mountainside. Yeah. Really, and the same when he was hanging onto the plane, which I think they filmed in the UK.
Rogue Nation,
So that's... And it's just...
I was on that plane, actually.
Were you?
I was sitting on the plane, yeah, because they did it like three or four times. And I'd already done my stuff in the grass in that ridiculous suit. So I got on the plane and I watched it from inside the plane with McHugh.
Wow.
It was really fun.
Is there not a tiny part of you going, this could be the worst day of my life?
Yeah, always.
Any second now, if something goes wrong.
There was a quiet sense of dread on when we were up in Norway and we did the bike stunt, because he'd go off the end and then you'd see him come off the bike and he'd disappear behind the cliff, you know, and then there'd just be silence. And we'd all be just waiting.
Oh, no.
And then you'd hear, good canopy. And you'd know that his parachute had opened and he was going to be all right. But even like McHugh was just, everyone was just white.
Mm. And because it's dangerous.
It's very dangerous.
Listen, I genuinely froze at Go Ape.
True, you did.
I swear to God.
You had to be talked down, didn't you?
And I was with my girlfriend's niece. I was with Scarlett, with Lottie, and she goes, "You're fine." And she went ahead, and I'm on a rope bridgey bit, and I froze, and Lottie hadn't realised, so she just carried on. And then I heard a little girl's voice say, "It's okay, you've got this." And I looked up. It wasn't my niece. I turned around. It was a little girl behind me.
The toddler.
Who talked me off the... Like, she got me to the end. And then her dad went, "Nice to see you, Chris." I'm like, oh, no. No.
Spotted, clinging to a log.
All right, have I asked you everything? I think I've asked you pretty much everything.
We've run out of time.
We're very excited to see it. Oh, finally.
It, yeah.
I can't wait to see it. Mission Impossible, Final Reckoning is out on the 21st of May. We all had to go and see it, especially in the cinema, because it's always better on the big screen. Are you going to see Oasis?
I don't know. I'd love to, obviously. We didn't get into that initial... I see Noel every now and again at things, you know, and we've sort of been kind of friends over the years, so I might try and tap him up.
Come on.
But who isn't going to do that? Yeah. I don't think I could really bring myself to do it, because it's such an abuse of friendship.
You don't do it. Your daughter does.
Yes, yeah. Tilly will do it. Her Leavers shirt, because she's doing a GCSEs, she's painted her Leavers shirt with the Oasis logo, but it says Tilly in the Oasis font.
It's
top notch. Really good.
She can't be this cool.
She is.
It's crazy.
Send that photo.
Send that photo and go brackets four guest passes.
See you.
Love to see you. All
you
the
too,
best.
Mate.
Love to the family. Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning is out on the 21st of May. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Simon Pegg. 8:53, this is The Automatic.
Peace.
monster? Is it a monster? What's that?
Lovely seeing Mr. Simon Pegg is on top form as well. He's, I think he's as excited about this film coming out as I am.
It sounds it, yeah.
5 years in the making. God, I hope it's not rubbish. Imagine.
Oh, the pressure.
But that ADR is going to be good. That he was voicing. He's only doing that the other week, so it should be good. Mission Impossible is coming out in a couple of weeks' time, and it's going to be immense. Thank you, Mr. Simon Pegg.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Dominic's got your news next.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Škoda. Jump into the new all-electric Enyaq.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
Darling, hold my hand.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. So fill your summer with adventure in Croatia. Explore Dubrovnik's fairy tale streets. Take the cable car for breathtaking views at Mount Suj. Or splash around in the crystal clear Adriatic. With tens of thousands of free child place holidays available, book now with Jet 2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Up to National Protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
White. True white. Pure brilliant. What's the best
white? Our Dulux Decorator Centre team will help you find the perfect white. Here you go.
Thanks for the tip. I didn't see you there. Can I pay with my...
Trade account? Sure. With your trade discount and prices tailored to you, you'll save every time you shop.
Nice. When I'm done with my empty cans, what's the best way to...
Recycle them? Just drop them in store. We're with you from start to finish. Visit us in store or online today. Dulux Decorator Centre. Moving forwards with you.
Wagamama, a place for catch-ups over crispy katsu, freshly made to order. First dates nervously sharing bites of hot honey chicken still steaming from the wok. Or family treats with tiny hands diving fingers first into tasty mini yakisoba. Whatever the occasion, at Wagamama, we're here for the moments that matter.
Money Super 7, you've been saving people serious money, but they deserve even more. Can I count on you?
Always, boss. For a start, Money Supermarket give everyone a £15 reward just for switching their car insurance.
That's a very good start.
And that's on top of saving up to £486.
And when they keep on saving with us, we'll give them more and more rewards.
See how much you could save with Money Supermarket. 51% could save up to £486. Consumer intelligence, January 25. Rewards include gift cards, qualifying purchase with logged in account, 18 plus UK only. See site for T's and C's.
Mickey could try to sell his car privately. Or get it sold today with We Buy Any Car. He could spend days on end trying to sell to a bunch of time wasters. Or sell in a flash and head to the fun fair with the kids. Proper gutted. Or proper impressed. To get a quote in 30 seconds, enter your reg number now at webuyanycar.com.
Radio X. News update next.
How likely is she to, you know, have another heart attack?
Can I still go to the gym after heart surgery?
Is my mum still my mum if she has a new heart?
When it comes to heart health, no question is too big or small. That's why British Heart Foundation have dedicated cardiac nurses you can speak to by phone, email, or online chat.
Hi, this is Chloe from British Heart Foundation. How can I help?
Search BHF Cardiac Nurses.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
9 o'clock, here's Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, figures seen by Radio X suggest frontline workers are being assaulted every 2 minutes. Almost a quarter of a million NHS employees were physically assaulted last year. Heather Beattie is a senior paramedic with the North West Ambulance Service.
Within seconds of us arriving in the property, this patient has basically jumped up and has just started to hit us and to kick us. There's been times where I have thought to myself, is this job worth it? Am I going to be able to go home to my daughter tonight?
The government's told us they are working hard to make sure serious offenders are held accountable. In other news, a judge in California has reduced the Eric and Lyle Menendez sentences, making them eligible for parole. The brothers, who had TV series made about them, have been serving decades in prison for murdering their parents in Beverly Hills in the 80s. Thousands of civil servants are going to be moved out of London to try to save almost £100 million. The government's going to cut 12,000 roles and close 11 buildings by the year 2032. And a tsunami warning has been sent to residents off the island of Crete in Greece after an earthquake struck off the coast. It was measured at a magnitude of 6.3, with no reports of any impact so far.
Sport.
Coventry's wait for a return to the Premier League continues after a dramatic 3-2 aggregate defeat to Sunderland in the Championship playoffs. They conceded deep into extra time in the second leg. The opponents advanced to the final against Sheffield United at Wembley later this month. Coventry manager Frank Lampard told Sky Sports News it shows how cruel the game can be.
I'm so disappointed for the club, like for the fans and the owner and the players and everything, but I can't, once the dust settles, I cannot be disappointed with the way they play, because you work every day with them and they take on information and they're together on the group, even at the end on the pitch. So, you know, football.
British tennis number one Jack Draper takes on Carlos Alcaraz for a place in the last four of the Italian Open later. And England boss Serena Wiegmann says she wants to give everybody a fair chance before naming her squad for this summer's Women's Euros. She's named a 27-player camp for the upcoming Nations League matches. That's against Portugal and Spain.
Weather.
With eBay. From brake pads to engine oil, get your vehicle MOT ready.
A few showers around still this morning in the far southwest of England. Dry, sunny and warm for the rest of the UK. Temperatures getting up to around 25 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
I've got something that's going to blow your tiny little minds. Now then,
what is it?
I had to check to see if this was a thing, and I think it is a thing, which is very exciting. Oh, hold on, next. Ooh. Please, thank you. That's better. So it goes dum 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 dum. Mission Impossible. We've been playing it all morning.
Yeah.
Okay. So dum 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 dum. How does it go, Captain?
Dum 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 dum. When do I stop? Dum dum.
Never stop. Never stop.
Dum.
So in Morse code, two long dashes dum dum is M, and two dots. Dot dot is I.
Oh.
Dum, dum,
dum, dum. So in Morse code, the beginning of the Mission Impossible theme tune spells out the letters MI as in Mission Impossible. Dum 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 dum. Two long ones, two short ones.
Really?
Andy from Stoke-on-Trent has just mentioned that.
What?
I had no idea about that.
Do you think that was intentional?
I don't know. But isn't that clever?
It's a lucky
accident. Oh, I wish I'd have seen that text before so I could have sent it to Simon.
Da-da.
Dum, dum, dun, dun is M-I.
That's good.
Morse code.
Now, I've not gone through the rest of them to see if it actually spells out starring Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Jumping off a building. So there you are.
That
isn't that interesting?
Very,
so it's
really
like
cool.
Very me,
cool.
Me, isn't it?
Sorry?
Me.
It's me.
That's right. It's all about you.
Me.
It is all about
me.
You.
Once you're down there, it's more fun. The thought of it's not very good, is it?
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy. I'm so happy today.
Why?
I'm just dumb. I'm just happy. I'm just in a great mood. I just feel great.
Well, that's
because, Dave. When's your last day before you go on holiday, James?
Today.
Come on, set up the fireworks, bring out the booze.
Now.
I hate that it's so easy to
dance to.
Yeah, we're not celebrating. Yeah.
Yes. James is going on holiday for a year.
Oh, a year?
No, it's not that long.
It'll feel like it. Every day will feel like a holiday for me.
Are you saying when you go, where you're going?
Yeah.
Huh? Are you also going to say what you told us off air, that you don't actually know where you're flying to?
No, I don't.
Because
Chelsea won't tell me because she says there's a surprise.
Well, she's flying nowhere because she's handcuffed to the radiator in your flat.
She is. We're going to Thailand, but I think we're not going direct.
Oh, I know. Oh. You're going via sock shop.
No, we're not. We're can I say what I think it is? I think that Chelsea has booked partly business. I'm putting out into the universe.
Is she going to propose?
She's not going to propose, no.
Congratulations in advance.
Well done.
You stop it. You stop
May I be the first?
I think I've asked you this before. If she did propose, what would you say?
No. I would say no.
Oh, that's good.
So you would say no as well.
You would say no, or Pippa's not allowed to ask.
I would say no.
You might get hitched in Bangkok.
We're not.
So hold on. You said you're going to Thailand.
Yes.
But you're not going directly there.
No.
Therefore, you think you're in business.
Well.
So you think you're going to fly London to Manchester business and then economy to Thailand?
Yeah. We're flying somewhere tonight.
Yeah.
Right.
And then
but you know where you're flying to?
Somewhere in Europe.
But do you know where you're going to? Why do you not know where you're going?
Because she won't tell me.
Oh, brilliant.
So you're staying overnight tonight, or you just... Okay.
And then tomorrow morning, we're getting a flight somewhere. I think it's about 800-900 quid return.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything, because Chelsea's the cheap holiday expert.
Yeah.
But that's what
that could be first-class private jet to the Maldives, and she's done an amazing deal.
If you fly outside of UK, like taxes and whatever, boring, are different, so you can get cheaper upgrades.
Right.
So I think we're going somewhere else, and then...
Wow.
So in your experience, a surprise with Chelsea, is that good or bad?
Hopefully good.
So bad?
Yeah. Okay. She says there's a twist.
Oh.
Oh, now she's saying
maybe
twist
the twist is she's in first class and you are on a bus.
Exactly. Mate,
well, you're in the hold.
Don't want to be on the hold.
And that's payback for the radiator years.
No, you've made up the radiator element. She's not attached.
No, I said, I found out that you handcuff Chelsea to the radiator in your flat.
You did.
And you're keeping her against her will.
No, I didn't.
And it's true.
You can't just do that. You can't just say something and go, it's true.
Do you know your neighbours who park in your parking spot? Yeah. Yours?
Yeah.
They are police. And they've been casing the joint and watching your every move.
And it's been filmed
casing
for the last, the last 5 years.
And right now, they're unhooking her from the radiator.
No, they're not.
But then she's going to pretend. So when you unhook her later, that doesn't make sense in what I said, and then you go to the airport, that's when she's going, her master plan kicks in.
Yes.
She's flying first class to the Maldives.
Yeah.
And you are flying one way to Timbuktu.
No.
In economy.
To jail.
Like a Netflix documentary about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
No one is attached.
It's called The Radiator Kidnapper.
No. No one is attached to a radiator.
They're going
to
use footage from this.
Yeah.
You made it up once.
I don't think so.
And then now it's a thing.
I think the
fact James, you sound quite defensive, actually.
Oh, yeah. I make things up, do I?
Yes.
Right? Yeah,
you did.
You're telling me that Captain doesn't have a crap beard, Dom's not a raging perv. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Those things are all true.
I only speak the truth, as well you know.
Two truths and a lie.
Right, it's 9:10, Radio's George Clooney here, and here's what's coming up.
Radio X.
Coming up, more radio chat that could be about something so obscure that even we don't see it coming.
Radiators.
Pippa has a game on the show called Happy Endings.
Oh, yeah.
You need to guess the songs from how they end, and we'll play it shortly.
I will do.
Plus, stick with Radio X as Toby has the request hour from 10. Get on your favorite tunes with a great big ginger love machine.
Oh, hello.
Wow.
You might like to call it Hump Day, but check this. I like to call it Wednesday.
The Chris Miles Show.
Wait, what?
Radio X.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the finest bands that I've ever experienced in my life, whether live or in the studio, and this is their first ever number one single, Dakota from Stereophonics. Take a look at me now. It's a full version. Take a look at me now. Take a look at me. I'll tell you what I did the other day that I love. You know how to... Oh, it's Platinum Hour Day today. That's when I do the Platinum Hour on a Wednesday.
Oh, yes.
You know, I've got a load of DJ gigs coming up. I mean, I'm at Utoxeter on Saturday night at the races, the horses. Saturday night, if you fancy that, the weather should be lovely. I'm doing a 90s, my 90s hangover, Utoxeter race course, Saturday night. Come along, see you there. You'll have a great time.
Mm-mm.
Everyone's going to be leathered, aren't they, if it's sunny all
day? They usually are, yeah. Especially if the sun's out as well, yeah.
And then I've got so many varied gigs coming up. And then I'm doing this gig with the Manic Street Preachers, Charlatans and Ash.
That'd be amazing.
And so I've been working on doing a different kind of set that suits the music of, you know, of the Manics, the Charlatans and the stuff. So to do that, I've basically just been listening to loads of stuff, loads of bands kind of from that world.
Mm.
Oh, I've been having a great time.
Well, it's research, it's work, isn't it, as well as having a great time, obviously.
Well, it basically looks to the untrained eye, like Tiff's, that I'm in the man cave just playing a load of indie baggers.
Really loud and having a time of your life.
For like 3 hours and then making notes on a piece of paper going, yeah, that might work.
Yeah.
No, not that one. Yeah, that might work. It's been great.
It's life of a DJ, isn't it?
It's the life of a DJ. And then today, I get to put together the Platinum Hour for this Friday. Mm-hmm. All the songs are going to be to celebrate the fact that James is on holiday.
Oh, right.
It's not a celebration.
So, celebratory theme.
Being on holiday, you can celebrate. Not that I'm not here.
We could play your favourites.
Mm. Yes.
ELO, Darkness.
Can I send some of my favourites to you?
No, I'm going to play my favourites.
Okay.
Because it's about me being happy because you're not here. So you're not here tomorrow?
No.
Oh, we've got all your favourite guests on the show tomorrow, James.
Justin from the Darkness is coming in for 3 hours.
No.
Anthea Turner.
And it's free Whiskey Thursday here in the building.
Yeah. It's not, is it?
That's right.
Mm-mm. When did they start?
Anthea Turner Thursdays.
Yeah.
You've missed out, James.
Anne Robinson and Moira.
Oh, Moira Stewart Thursdays.
Stewart's
for 1 week only. Oh, so tomorrow, I'm going to be in a great mood. Right, Pippa's game is called Happy Endings, where you had to guess the song from the end of the song. We'll play that in just a little bit. In the meantime, Captain loves this brand new song from Wet Leg.
Can you catch a medicine ball? Can you catch yourself when you fall? You should be careful. Do you catch my drift? Because what I really want to know is can you catch these bits?
Sorry, just having a little laugh. I'm just remembering the lead singer of Wet Legs told me sent me a great text the other day with a really funny joke.
What was the joke? Can you remember?
Do you know what? It's a bit naughty. Wicked sense of humour they have.
Really?
Those Wet Leg girls, yeah.
Yeah.
Women, of course, because I don't want to be sexist in case Megan's listening.
Absolutely. Morning, Megan.
Yeah. Morning, Megan, you woman.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that is Wet Leg and Catch These Fists. Love that song. It's 9:21. I've got to take a quick break.
The Chris Moyles Show. Radio X.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. Do it all with the new all-electric Enyaq.
Radio X.
Do it all with the new all-electric Škoda Enyaq. For pre-dawn cycle, then pick the kids up from a sleepover, rush to swimming lessons, squeeze in the weekly shop, pop round to the in-laws, pick up a well-earned flat white, get home to pack for your business trip, take the dog for a quick walk, turn squirrel chase, then finally make it to that new small plates restaurant everyone keeps going on about, people.
At Halfords, we want you to say yes to packing more into summer days with a great value roof box or bike rack. Say yes to freewheeling fun with bikes and gear for all the family. Say yes to a perfectly polished car with our range of car cleaning products. And say yes to easy breezy trips with a free aircon check. Our experts are on hand with checks, advice and fitting. So pop into your local store or shop online and say yes to summer at Halfords. Subject to availability, see halfords.com for full T's and C's.
Take my money.
Let the ceremony of succulence commence. The KFC Kentucky Original Wrap for $2.49. Visualize the wrap. Order the wrap. Eat the wrap. Get the deal. Believe in chicken.
KFC.
Until 5th of October. Subject to availability. Participate in restaurants only. Not available on delivery. See website for full T's and C's.
Money Super 7, you've been saving people serious money, but they deserve even more. Can I count on you?
Always, boss. For a start, Money Supermarket give everyone a £15 reward just for switching their car insurance.
That's a very good start.
And that's on top of saving up to £486.
And when they keep on saving with us, we'll give them more and more rewards.
See how much you could save with Money Supermarket.
51% could save up to £486. Consumer intelligence, January 25. Rewards include gift cards, qualifying purchase with logged in account. 18 plus UK only. See site for T's and C's.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mom's mowing the lawn, Dad's cooking tea, and the twins are saving the universe. Again. Luckily, the Things are on a British Gas fixed tariff. Plus, they get half-price electricity every Sunday between 11 and 4 p.m. See if you're one of the millions who could be saving too. Search British Gas tariffs. British Gas. Taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
Where would we be without the curiosity to explore?
It takes us to new places.
It even got us to the moon.
And now there's never been a better time to satisfy your curiosity about electric cars. With great offers in our award-winning range, including the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, available with £2,000 deposit contribution and 0% APR. Discover more at Hyundai.co.uk. Ends 30th of June 25. Finance subject to status. Hyundai Motor UK Limited is a credit broker, not a lender. Terms apply.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
4 till 7:30. Join us from 4.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Right, time for Dulux Trade Vinyl Mat.
Diamond mat's best for high traffic areas. Here you go.
Aren't you from Dulux Decorator Centre? I didn't know you...
Delivered? We do. We're with you when you're too busy to come to us.
Nice. Can I order online through my...
Trade account? Sure. With your trade discount, prices tailored to you and Nectar Points, you'll save every time you shop.
Nice one. Time for a brew.
Visit us in-store or online today. Dulux Decorator Centre. Moving forwards with you.
Radio X.
The Chris Moyles Show.
Thanks for waiting. We're back now. Kapow.
Radio X.
Yeah, but that's just you, though, isn't it? You're so like that. Hey, come on now, you.
We're back on the radio now, Chris.
Are we? Oh, sorry.
We're on
second.
Now.
1 second. I've got to go. You are such a riot. You are such a laugh. Go away. Get up. I'm going to go. I'll speak to you later. Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Who's that?
That's the lead singer of Wet Leg.
Oh.
Just been having a chat.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah? Really? Oh,
she tickles me. There's right. Esther. A Hilda. What's her name?
Rhiann.
That's it.
But she calls you, so you'd know.
Yeah. Yeah, but I just have her in my phone as lead singer of Wet Leg.
Got it. You've got Wet and Leg, haven't you?
No.
No.
No, I don't.
No, you don't.
I do not have any females in my phone under the name Leg.
That's a good point.
Okay?
Exactly.
And I definitely chose the second option there. Is it, what's the name?
Rhiannon.
And?
Rhiannon and?
Hester.
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 Hester. Hester Blumenthal. That's what it is.
So.
No, Wet Leg is great. Have they got a new album?
It's not out yet. Okay. I think it's out in July.
Okay.
And they've got a few shows coming up in next weekend.
Are they playing Glastonbury, Wet Leg? They're not, are they?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
They should be.
Oh, my God, I'm devoed. I'm devoed.
What, man?
Shed 7 are playing Glastonbury.
On the Friday.
And I'm like, okay, great. I am absolutely 100% there. And I tried to find out what time it is. Even Rick Witter's not told me. And I found it yesterday. It's 3 o'clock.
Ah.
Friday afternoon.
That might be tight. Mm.
Yes. Bearing in mind, I'm on the radio in London till 10.
Yeah, that might be very tight.
And obviously, as you know, that means I've got to, like, get home, get my bag, double-check everything, head off to down Somerset, checking in my private member's hotel, and then get down on site, get my accreditation for hospitality. And I just don't think I'm going to make it, Dom. I'm a little bit worried. I'll be honest with you.
That'd be great as well.
Wet Leg are there.
They are.
Are they?
Brilliant. It's going to be a good Glastonbury. Friday, Shed 7, Wet Leg. Perfect.